Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco and some parts of Santa Barbara, Mr. Tim Geddes.
What, Tim Host?
It's Christmas everywhere she goes, including the mall, Joey Noel.
I didn't realize there was such a hierarchy of mobs, like people.
Oh, the mob is a very, Joey, the mob. It's a very structured organization, right? That's why they call it organized crime.
Oh, wow, shit, Nick. That was fucking good, man.
Thank you.
And the podcast. That's as good as it'll get.
That man's voice is the Hispanic heartthrob. Texas Street, Latino Heat, fucking heads ripping shreds, the Globetrotting headshot and nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Andy.
2:30. Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's afternoon.
There you go.
We got a long night ahead of us of potentially a movie and maybe some sushi. And joining us for the second time on the Kind of Funny podcast, hot off the slopes of Tahoe and skiing right into our hearts, Mr. Snowbike Mike.
The slopes are hot right now.
I'm sorry for that joke. I didn't know if that was a good joke or not, but it came out and it's too late to dial that back. Mike, you're actually down here with us, so we're gonna get into that in 1 second. But before we do, of course, we wanted to let everyone know this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around these mics just to shoot the proverbial shit. And of course, if you want to support this show, you can do so by subscribing to our channel, or if you want to be extra cool, and I know you do, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a few bucks. What do you get for that, Tim?
Oh, you can watch the show early, you can watch the show ad-free, and you get the exclusive post-show. You also get your fancy name read if you're a Patreon producer, like
Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, and the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. And Tim, that's not all. Of course, you can watch this show live, and you can see us mess up like we did today. It was a terrible intro anyway, Kevin, so I'm glad we did that twice.
Oh, we introduced Joey.
Speak for yourself.
Which is such a consigliere move.
Joey is.
Kevin, please say it one more time.
I can say certain words.
You don't say them.
If you were to tell me that Kevin was laying horizontally in a bed in a hammock right now,
going consigliere. Here's the thing, Andy. I had a lot of DiGiorno pizza in my mouth.
I was going to say something. I don't like calling people out for eating on shows because obviously. Our schedules are so crazy that every once in a while you got to eat on shows. So I don't want to call you out for that, but it did sound like you were just hovering down a banana when you were trying to say that word earlier today.
I just told you I was eating.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know the banana when it gets chalky in your mouth?
You mean slurping.
No, like hoovering is what I meant to say. Like you're sucking it in.
It just keeps getting worse.
Energy today that I appreciate from all of you.
This is great energy. Now, Joey, before we start today, I have a confession to make to you, as I said. I was going to text you. I was going to Slack you earlier. I was thinking about tweeting it at you, but I thought, hey, we're going to be on a podcast together in about 10 minutes, so I'll just tell you here. And when I say confession, it's not something that I did against you. It's not like, hey, Joey, by the way, I borrowed your car and like dinged it or something like that. It's just when I do stupid things that I'm slightly embarrassed about, I feel like I have to tell someone. Tim knows this. This is why I can't sneak into like lines in airports, stuff like that. And you're the person at Kind of Funny that I view as the adult. And so you should know this. Last night,
it's weighing heavy on your conscience, and you just need to.
I just have to get it off my chest, and then I need you to do what all good consigliaries do, or if you want to talk about being a Catholic priest, I need you to give me my penance for this.
Okay. Oh.
So that's what I need.
Punishment.
Okay. As a good Catholic boy, if I sin, I need to be punished. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Last night, hold on.
Please never say that sentence
please
again.
Never say that.
Never.
Again.
As a good Catholic boy, if I sin, I need to be punished. I hope someone makes that one of those like emotional quote pictures, you know, like the motivational posters.
Yeah. Good.
And like you in the background with your smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Vin Diesel edit, meme edit.
Yes.
Last night. Hanging out, right? Late night. Just while I'm playing a little Axiom Verge 2.
Okay.
And I'm hitting up some one snow bike Mike to see if he wants to hang out with me. And he's like, yeah, I'll get back to you. But Kevin, Kevin's rewiring the entire house right now at 11 o'clock. So this might, he says, and I quote, this might take 30 seconds or this might take 3 hours. I'm not quite sure. And I'm like, I need to, 3 hours. I did take 3 hours. I mean, we were there till 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll talk about that in a sec. But I was like, I'm just going to throw something on that's on the HBO Max just to throw something on in the background. Mm-hmm. And I put on Biodome. Okay. And I laughed way too hard at that movie. And I'm like, I'm 41 years old. I should not be enjoying Biodome still. I need to tell someone about this. Joey, I watched Biodome last night.
I only have like a vague knowledge of Biodome, but this seems up your alley because this is a Pauly Shore movie, right?
Yeah, it's Pauly Shore. It's a great movie. Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with this movie, so I Googled it, and the first thing I noticed is it has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 4% and a Metacritic nice. Score of 1%.
Single digit.
They're being mean. I say we do movie sleepover at Tim's house after Shang-Chi.
Okay, deal.
Biodome.
And not like it's Stephen Baldwin. Couldn't even get Alec.
No, they couldn't. In fact, there is actually a piece of movie trivia that I read every single time I watch Biodome. And I think it's like the second piece of trivia, or maybe it might be the first, that said Alec Baldwin told his brother that if you do this movie, it will end your career. I'm pretty sure it did.
Totally proved him wrong because he did the mole, celebrity mole. And
what I need Nick to understand is that he sounds very self-conscious about his choices, right? As a 41-year-old, I watched Biodome. But I need this moment to be clipped out because you will be saying this when you're 48, Nick. Yeah. You will be saying, I watched Biodome last night, had a great time. Yeah. And I'm like, and I'm 48. And like, and it's just going to go on until the end of time.
Andy, we sin and then we repent. No. You know, as a good Catholic boy,
it's now a thing now, Kevin. I'm sorry. It's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Him repeating it twice. Is now as a good Catholic boy, it's now a thing.
You know he's going to get Greg on board for it, too, with little to no conversation. Wow.
It's like a Greg
Joey,
right now.
If I may, I would like to offer the penance.
I'm willing to crowdsource this.
All right. I think that he should now have to watch a good movie, if not one of the greatest movies, The Departed.
The Departed. I agree, 100%.
With the right side one.
I've been wanting to go back and watch it again because it's been on Netflix. It's on my Netflix queue. I want to give it another shake. It's possible that the four times I've tried watching it before, it's just a bad movie.
That's it. That's the end of his statement. That's it. Like, that's where he ends.
That's it.
Greg, we're referring to ourselves out here as good Catholic boys who need punishment.
Hold on, him too? Him too? Now it's a thing? Now? Oh, great. Great. Like my least favorite thing is when Nick and Greg team up for some new shenanigans. Like, you know how quickly this is going to go from them being good Christian boys to calling each other daddy? It's like, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It's happening. Greg's notifications are muted, but I feel like I'm putting it out. He feels it in the force.
He definitely can feel that.
Greg's never really fully offline.
He's sunbathing and he just kind of heard like, oh, okay, daddy.
Yes, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go. Tim, you had something you wanted to jump into before we
I do. You know, there's a lot of great stuff to talk about today. Like, just to start this off, Nick and Andy, you guys were both busy doing other things. You missed out on one of the greatest kind of funny moments of all time with the Surgeon Simulator stream we did today with Kevin controlling robot arms fucking with Mike.
Dude,
it was gold.
First off, Mike and I jumped in. Mike and I jumped into Surgeon Simulator last night a little bit so he can get his feet wet. And we ended up playing it till like 1 o'clock in the morning. It is so fun. And Mike, can we announce that we might be playing it again tomorrow on the stream?
Yeah, we can announce that, Nick. Let him know. We're doing it for charity tomorrow.
And largely because...
Will this episode come out on Monday after we do that? Maybe.
I mean, again, the people watching live are the only ones I care about. If you're driving in your car 6 months from now and you heard me talking about being just a small little Catholic boy who needs that corporal punishment, good for you. Guess what? You missed out on a lot of shit. Go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back us there so you can be with it while it's happening.
I saw 5 seconds of it, Tim, and all I saw was Kevin feeding Mike a grape.
Yeah.
That's yeah, all
with
I
these
saw.
Robot arms. So I highly recommend youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays. Go check it out. It's insane. If you ever want to see Kevin become Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2, this is your chance. But the reason I bring that up is real quick. This isn't the thing I want to talk about, but I want Mike to tell a quick story of what happened with DoorDash today, because this is one of the fucking funniest things I've ever heard.
But before Mike does that, I want Mike to tell us about last night. You can do the DoorDash thing first, but I want to talk to you about what your adventure last night was.
Okay. Well, I'll do the DoorDash thing really quick, because earlier today we dressed up as doctors, aka nurses, surgeons, whatever you want to call it. I had the full smock and gown on, and I went outside, Nick, to go grab my DoorDash, and a lady drove by. She looked at me and she goes, "Hey, thank you so much for everything you do. We truly appreciate that." And I looked back at her and I said, "Thank you." And so a little bit of a stolen valor there. But you know what? We took it and we ran with it there.
She felt good saying that. You didn't want to take that away from her.
Yeah, no.
Well, so what's he going to say? Oh, no, hey, no, it's not what it looks like. I'm actually prepping for a stream where thousands of people are going to watch my friend feed me grapes with robot arms. Maybe.
True. How do you explain that to her? It's like today when I walked in, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet, but I walked into a Starbucks today wearing this shirt, and the Starbucks employee
was
like, it's the shirtless Spider-Man shirt for whoever is not for audio listeners. And this is normal for me, Andy, right? This is normal for me to wear a picture of Greg Miller with a Spider-Man outfit and shirtless. And I walk in and she was like, "Oh, who's that on your shirt?" And I was like, "Oh, it's shirtless Spider-Man.
My boss."
And she said, "Should I know who that is?" And I said, "Absolutely not."
No.
And then she kind of looked at me. I was like, I'm gonna go, and I just walked away.
Let's both end this here, lady.
I'm gonna tell you
any more details.
I'm gonna fill you in on more details, and you're going to regret it. You're gonna say that was a waste of a minute and a half of my life. So I started thinking like, oh, I'll explain to her that Shadow Spider-Man was in the PS4 game and it was great and all this stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm not gonna.
Hold on. Here, Nick. I am the delivery lady or whatever it is that she was. And you have about 30 seconds to give me a clear, concise explanation of what shirtless Spider-Man is. If I'm like, should I know who that is? And you go, no, not really. And I go, well, I'd love for you to tell me. I have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you familiar with Spider-Man?
Yes.
This is my friend Greg, shirtless as Spider-Man. And people, for some reason, seem to like it. And it's beyond me.
How many people?
Millions at this point. Millions. Maybe thousands. Yeah, tens of thousands, if not millions.
I guess so. Wow. Yeah. Very cool. That's millions, it. See, right there.
Maybe thousands.
My favorite part of that whole thing is, you know, Spider-Man, well, this is my friend Greg. that is fantastic.
Before we hear the DoorDash, I do want to say this episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast brought to you by Upstart Canva and MeUndies, but we'll talk about that later. Sorry, I forgot to squeeze that in at the beginning. Okay,
good call. So this has been an ongoing thing that I brought up on the podcast a couple months ago, but I got an email, like one of those bullshit ass, like it's spam, but it's like intentional spam of people just trying to get like cold call shit, right?
Yeah.
Of URL sales. So someone hit me up. Saying like, oh, like I see you run Kind of Funny, may I interest you in samurai.com?
Yes,
which is fucking cool, but I'm also like, no, you know, and I'm sure they're gonna ask for like an insane amount of money, and like no matter what it is, I'm not paying for samurai.com, right? You know what I mean? Like, we just don't need that.
How much would you pay for samurai.com?
$100.
What if I said I could get you that URL for $1,500?
We would have a conversation.
We have to have a conversation. Okay. I just want to know where
for
you're
at. How much should we pay for bonermonger.com?
Joey, not enough. Not nearly enough. For how
what was the other one? What was the other one, Joey?
KevinBoogerEater.com or something like that. Kevin is a booger eater.
BoogerSucker? Was it BoogerSucker?
No one even remembers.
And it goes to his Twitter. So, all right. So this dude has been emailing me constantly and I've never replied, but there's been like probably 9 or 10 emails over the last couple months. And it's like, I just keep deleting it. And I'm just like, I don't even want to reply to you because I don't want to turn that into a whole thing.
This shit.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, leave me the fuck alone. So today I was talking about this with the Surgeon Simulator crew. And this guy emails me again and he goes, "Hi, Tim. I've tried reaching out a few times, although unsuccessfully, about this premium domain, samurai.com. I haven't heard back, which must mean one of the following three things."
Interesting.
One, you're not the right person to talk about such things. Two, you just haven't been able to find the time to respond, but have been meaning to. Or three, this just isn't an active initiative for you, and you prefer that I reach out in a few months.
Tim, really quick, you mentioning all those things, I feel like you're on a call with the person. He's like, press number one if you're not the right person to talk about it.
But like, those are your only three options that you're sure it's one of those? Yeah, I can assure you, it's none of those. So eventually, I hit my breaking point. I was talking to Joey and Mike and Kev, and this is what we came up with. I replied simply, shoot me straight, what's the price?
Yeah, I love it. I like the directness of it, and it puts the ball in their court. You know, Andy, when we say negotiations, whoever says the first number first loses, right?
Oh,
this guy's gonna lose. This guy's gonna lose.
What if he said a real high number?
He replies, hi Tim, thanks for the reply. The ask for samurai.com is $450,000.
Yeah, seems like a steal.
I can assume the seller will accept offers, but it will be close to the asking price. Please let me know what you have in mind.
Ask him if you can put it on Greg's credit card.
So we reply, I offer $2,700 and not a penny more.
Yeah.
American, and then parentheses, USD. Since you have reached out so many times, I'm sure the seller is eager and ready to play hardball, and that is a game I'm prepared to play.
Yeah, I play hardball. He plays
this will be very advantageous to both of us. Please keep me updated.
Yes. You include the winky face.
And I did the winky face.
Tim, are you talking to an AI? What is happening?
No, because they reply, thanks for the offer, Tim. If you can add two more zeros, I can speak with the seller and we might be able to get something going.
Yeah. At this point, why is he responding to you? He clearly knows you're not serious about this. Who the fuck has $200,000 for samurai.com cold call?
Tim. Yes. What do we offer? $2,700?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offer him $1,400
now. Right? $2,700.00.
Oh. I say... Throw 27,000. Give him an extra one, and then we kind of look at him like, oh, yeah, we're playing hardball with you, big dog. Then we just slowly get up
you
to that
drive
number.
A hard bargain, sir. I think this. Here's what I'll say.
Contact. I love where we're all at here. Tell him 2,800. Say 2,800. We'll go up $100. We will also trade you bonermonger.com.
Oh. Please say this.
A sign and trade.
We have Kevin is a boogersucker.com and bonermonger.com.
Okay, I'm gonna reply right now.
I like that.
Joey's like, what is my life?
A big sign and trade right there.
I didn't think about a bartering system being implemented.
Guys, everything's up for barter. By the way, this happens to me once a day where someone emails me and then they email me back. This is my second time trying to contact you. And then I look at the first email and it's like, hi, we'd love
7 hours
with you.
Ago?
No, it's like, it was from like a day or two ago, but it's like, they're just blanket, what do they call them? Not chain emails, but like template emails where people are like, I offer this service that I think could be super like great for Kind of Funny. And I'm like, at no point would my business ever come close to needing that service. Like you clearly just found like all this information on LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever the fuck you bought from whatever. And you found my company's name. You found my email. You're just emailing me trying to get fucking back end web hosting services for. I'm like, we host a lot of shit on YouTube. We don't even need that stuff. Anyway.
I'm responding with this. The offer remains at $2,700. But if your seller acts quick, we will throw in our luxury URL that we have ownership of, bonermonger.com.
Yes, bonermonger.
I hope they click on it. Just so it...
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure it's clickable.
Ask them if they have Amazon Prime. Also.
I love this. This is great.
I just so
what the hell is wrong with people?
I love that we're prank emailing right now.
But I mean, I had a lot of thoughts about this where like I was telling Gia about it and she was just like, you're gonna get scammed. And I'm like, how am I gonna get scammed from this? But it got me kind of concerned. I'm like, is there something that might happen with me emailing this guy?
This guy wants just some sort of credit card or bank information. So as long as you don't give him that or any personal information. Because what he's gonna do is go, okay, cool, give me your bank information and authorize a transfer or something. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna give him money, he's gonna go away. You're not getting fucking samurai.com. What is samurai.com go to?
What does that go to?
Nowhere.
Because someone's probably using that. It's probably like Samurai Motorcycle. motorcycles or something like that, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they legitimately own this. No, they do. I'm seeing this. Like this Saw doc, if you go to samurai.com, it's from the website that is emailing me, sawbrokers.com.
Oh, wow.
So this is a real
person. It's not a scam. They're just...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not a scam. It's them really, like, they're really trying to just cold sell me on this stuff. But it's like... Now, I'm just trying to... Extremely disrespectful to email me this many times. Yeah, like, get the message.
Oh, I'm also God, interested in how you being part of kindoffunny.com has anything to do with samurais.
I don't know.
Joey, they call us digital samurais. Yeah, you should
they do.
Know.
They do. Oh, they do call us the digital samurais.
They call us the digital samurais.
Do you think they're just reaching out to a bunch of different people that own websites through a similar sharing host, like our sharing service or host service, whatever it is?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They probably got just a list of people from like GoDaddy or whatever the fuck hosts kindoffunny.com, and they were just like, let's go down the list. But guys, I need everyone to stop and just take in what I'm about to tell you. Ninja.com. Also available. So if we spend $1 million, it's possible that we could own Ninja and Samurai.com.
No one man should have all that power.
Fucking
You know it must be expensive because there's a reason that Ninja the Twitch streamer doesn't have Ninja.com.
How does he not have Ninja.com?
What if we buy Samurai and Ninja.com, but we replace like one of the I's with an L or something like that, or a number one? And we use that as leverage and say, like, we'll give you $2,700, but we already have a version of Samurai.com. We're perfectly happy.
Hold on, dude. Kevin, this is getting, this is going deeper.
This guy didn't respond already. No way.
No, he did not. He didn't respond already. Okay, he didn't respond already. But
get him on the phone.
Like, Kev, I just sent this to Assets. Can you please pull it up?
All right, I'm shocked he responded so quickly.
I'm scared. Me too.
I'm scared, Andy. I don't like this. I love it.
So if you go to ninja.com, assets.
Do they have premium trailers?
Yeah. If you go to ninja.com, the ultra rare premium showcase domain name, ninja.com, is now for sale. And there's a trailer for this URL being for sale.
Duh. Oh. Damn, this is our calling.
This is fucking insane, guys.
Ninja.com.
Wait,
Oh my God.
Okay.
What is happening?
New stock footage clips.
Audio listeners, right now, ninja.com, if you go to it on your phone, not while you're driving, obviously, there's just a lot of cool, imagery really cool. of ninjas doing
YouTube,
stuff.
That's on YouTube, though, right? Like, does it just redirect?
It must be. Yeah, let's look at it.
Oh, yeah, it's a YouTube video. YouTube. But it's embedded.
But I'm saying if you go to ninja.com, does it take you to that video?
It's embedded on the page of it. But there's one more important thing, Kevin. Please go to ninja.com because we're not done here yet.
We're not done.
There's the embedded video, but please scroll up a little. There's a very big, tempting thing that says make offer.
Make offer, man. Mm. What should we do?
We got to make the offer, Tim. Yeah.
Tim, so, I say we offer the trade, Bonermonger for ninja.com. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
$2,700 in Boner Monger.
And $2,800.
$420 in BonerMonger.com.
And we'll put you in touch with the guy that owns Samurai.com.
Yeah.
We can make some connections here.
Have you guys seen these before? The complete this math problem?
Yeah.
No.
To see you're not a robot?
No. You know what? I vastly prefer those to find the stop sign. I hate those.
Oh my God, Nick. Like find the motorcycle. It's like, okay, is that a Vespa? I can't quite tell.
Exactly. The same thing.
Like, technically, that's a bicycle, but it has one of those motors on it. So I'm not sure. Like, I get super stressed out during those. I question my own humanity.
My favorite is find the hill, and you're like, is that a grassy knoll or a sidewalk? I'm not quite sure.
Is that a plane?
I had like a mini existential crisis yesterday because I had one that was about boats, and then there was like a really big kayak. I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
That's not a boat. That's a kayak.
Really?
But then it reloaded the page for me, so I don't know. Maybe it was a boat.
See, I feel like sometimes they give me a little leniency too, where like if I miss one, it's like, you're fine. You got close enough.
You got 70%. It's fine.
I think that's because they're like, you know what? Robots aren't perfect. No. Like, I think that's part of the thought process. You know what I mean? We haven't even engineered this to be perfect anyway. So it's all good. If you saw the top left corner, that's maybe a foot by foot of the car. Is the car really in that image? Who can
that's
really
my
say?
Thing. That's my thing.
Who can really
now
say?
I'm just like, I'm wondering if all of us should make offers on this and try to outbid each other.
Whoa.
But like a dollar and then be like, don't give it to Tim Gettys. He's just going to resell it. We're going to love ninja.com. I'm going to put my own website here about ninjas.
It's going to be so damn good.
Could you imagine if I got this URL, how lazy the joke would be, Andy?
Like, would it just streamer?
Be, would it just be a redirect to like, I don't
Beverly
know.
Beverly Hills like, Ninja.
Ninja. That's what I was thinking on Netflix.
On Hulu. You can rent it from Vudu.
It would be okay, here's what I'm going to say. This is what I would do. I would do ninja.com, and then I would reach out to James and have him program a widget that tells you where you can stream. It doesn't even redirect you. It just says where you can stream Beverly Hills Ninja at that time. And
I like
that.
Moment.
I mean,
the amount of times I do that a lot. I do that a lot, Kevin, mm-hmm. when I just like, we need to watch this interview. Let me just Google stream, blah, blah, blah. And it'll pop up. It'll say Netflix not available. Hulu not available. God damn it. All right. Yeah. Shit. I'm going to rent this.
I like the thrill.
$28.99, you know?
I like the thrill of going app to app and putting it in the search.
You're crazy.
You know, I like letter by letter putting it in and seeing what pops up. And it's just like, I'm looking for Scream. And it's giving me like, you know,
wait.
I don't have a good example, Screech. But like Screech. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Or well, like, Tim. I know what you did last summer. It's like, we don't have that, but like, we do have a semi-comparable one.
So while you're playing that dangerous game, Tim, are you adventuring? Do you have it in your mind, I would prefer the movie to be available here on this app?
But well, if it you pops search up in order of preference.
Yeah, does it pop up on Hulu first and you're like, shit, you know what? I'm going to keep going. And if I don't, and if I find it somewhere else, I can't come back. Like, are you playing a metagame? What's going on there?
I being the person that schedules out in review and screencast stuff, like I spend a lot of time looking through these apps. So I have a good kind of gut sense of where to start based on the content itself, like because I know who owns what and where the licenses are and all that shit. But I feel where you're coming from. And to answer your question in a different way, you know, you can kind of like the homepage of your different streaming box or whatever, you can like reorganize the apps or even on your phone, like what order do you put these streaming app platforms? Because I have found I always put Netflix first, even though these days Netflix, they're the king, but it's like I'm rarely visiting the king these days, you know. Kind of like by appointment only type shit where I'm like, all right, there's something specific I'm coming to, like the Circle season 3 next week, you know what I'm talking about, Joe?
Which is crazy. It's already crazy. So soon.
Crazy.
When did they film this?
But otherwise, I'm not visiting Netflix that much anymore. Even though it's still, I don't think it'll ever be dethroned from that number one spot, though.
It is interesting, and Tim, you're right, because I think because they were the original, it is sort of like deeply embedded in my brain of like, start with Netflix. Whenever I'm like, I'm trying to discover something new to watch, you start with Netflix, and then it's a race to who's going to be last. Is it going to be Amazon Prime or is it going to be Hulu? Because HBO Max is still, to me, like, and Disney Plus are still like, well, Disney Plus, you always know what's on because they don't put a ton of shit on that platform. HBO Max is like, that's the fun wild card. We're like, oh no, Biodome's here again. I guess I'll watch that, right? Which is exactly what happened to me last night.
Watch better movies. God damn it.
I've watched them all. There are no better movies, man.
Nick, you should watch Murders in the Building. I think you'll like it.
Is that damn new fun time? It's Steve Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Okay, I'm in. I saw that on Hulu last night, and I was like, oh, that was what I think. Joey, you told me about that a while back, and I had a negative reaction to it because Steve Martin and Martin Short did a stand up show that I did not like on Netflix, maybe
semi recent one.
Yeah. And I Elise loved it. Great. And whatever Elise tells me to do, I go do. But I watched 5 minutes and I was like, I'm not digging this live show, unfortunately. But that would, but you throw in Selena Gomez, oh, that might be the salt this soup needs.
It's a murder mystery show and it's fun as hell.
I'm in.
There's only three episodes out so far. Recently, I got the Apple TV 4K box, so I've been playing around with that a lot. I'm actually really impressed with it. Didn't think I was gonna be, but long story short, it's fantastic. The interface is really cool. I love how it's 4K HDR. Like, this is the only one that does that, which I'm like, thank you. And the apps are really pretty to look at. And I was like trying to think of like, what are all the streaming apps I need to download on this? So I got all the traditional ones you'd expect. And then I was like, oh, Rooster Teeth has an app. That's pretty cool. And then it got me thinking, I was like, we used to dabble with apps and that didn't work out for us that well. And I was like, but fuck, it'd be really cool if like our content, if we had an app, like you could watch on these things. And I just like popped open the Rooster Teeth one, and the fucking first thing was my dumbass face on Vin Diesel's body in the pacifier on the thumbnail. And I'm like, oh wait, on the Rooster Teeth app, all of Kind of Funny's content's there. So the best thing about it too is the way Rooster Teeth works is their top carousel is whatever's latest uploaded, and because we're on the West Coast and we upload as much as we do, we're always on that front page. So any night if someone boots up the Rooster Teeth app, it's gonna be one of our dumbass videos.
Funny though, because you think like, how did they train all of the Rooster Teeth fans to just bypass all those videos? How did they train them? It's weird.
We got Rooster Teeth fans modding the app.
It is one of those things where, like, you guys know, like, we're all of different temperaments here, right? Some of us are of the mind of, like, hey, we should win the hearts and minds of people. And then there's me and Greg who are like, you weren't going to like us to begin with. Let's just prove you right. Let's just every piece of content, every time we talk about anyone from Rooster Teeth, let's just let's just burn them alive. It's super fun. Mostly Greg does that. But I'll say I'm a little guilty of that as well.
I think we do fine whenever we do those. Like, it's always,
do you think we make a favorable impression?
It's part of the game. I think it's part of the game. We have to kind of play the straight man against Greg's insanity, and we kind of have to be like, no, guys, please. This is why they don't like us. You know, that's kind of the role that we have to fill. Because if we all kind of talk shit, then what's the fun in that? Then what's the fun?
I don't think it's not that anybody dislikes us. It's just nobody watches our content. Whenever we're on stuff.
What is that noise?
Are you making tea?
Kevin, is your tea ready?
Okay. Yeah. I'm eating it. She's making tea. Opposite spectrum. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
I'm on a podcast. There's some tea being made. Kevin, we eat some fucking it's
it. I can't stuff. Control when the tea gets made and when it doesn't get made. You know
but
what
you
I'm
do
saying?
Control when you go on the mic.
I couldn't hear the tea. It's weird you guys hear it.
That's true. You know what's funny? That I'm not going to give Kevin shit. I normally would give Kevin shit for this, for doubling down on the DiGiorno pizzas with a fucking It's It for lunch. But yet Kevin had a very stressful night last night, and I've never been more proud to work with this man than when Mike and I. So this is how this night went last night. And Mike, feel free to chime in here because you got the front of
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I hit Mike up. I'm like, Mike, you want to play some Apex? What are you going to do? You know, you're having a tough week, as we'll get to in a little bit. So let's hang out and bro down a little bit. And Mike's like, we got this game, Surgeon Simulator 2, that I think we're going to play tomorrow. It sounds like it's right up our alley. As you know, Mike and I beat Police Stories. So now we're cops. And there's nothing better than being a cop. The only thing better than being a cop is being a doctor. So now once we play that, we're going to be cop docs. Mm. That's what we've decided. We're going to be cop doctors. And it's going to be great. But he's like, Kevin, this is the text I get from Mike. I needed one extra plug. I had one thing I needed to plug in. So he texted Kevin for a power outlet and he goes, it's been 3 hours. Kevin is rewiring everything. And you know, Kevin does that thing where he's like, once you get that computer out, let's figure it out. And Mike's like, nah, dude, I'm okay. I'm just 3 hours later, me and Mike are playing Surgeon Simulator. Kevin is rebuilding the entire back end of our database for all the Discord, all the cool vMix stream shit that we do. It like borked on him because he had to reset his email. So in and amongst me and Mike screaming at each other that I accidentally tore out this guy's heart and then I need another heart to put in here and laugh our asses up. Kevin's like, Nick, can you please just hit start stream? Can you just start streaming to me? I'm like, Kevin, I can't. I'm a fucking cop doc right now, bro. I'm going to save this guy so I can take him to jail.
Tim, he said that no less than 10 times.
Oh, we had so much fun with it. That's our line. That's our tagline right now.
It's cop docs, baby.
It's funny you say that, Nick, because as many of the listeners will know, all the Kind of Funny best friends, there's so many stories about Kevin, right? And his like willingness to go above and beyond and the shenanigans that come from that. And we've heard the first one of me and Roger and the skunk that Joey and Kevin have told. But then like, here I am again, right? I'm back at Kevin's house. And two nights ago is where it started. I was like, Kevin, I just need one outlet to plug in my Xbox. I'd like to play my Xbox. And he shows up, he goes, what's up with those computers though? And all of a sudden he's busted out one computer. And I'm like, you know, Kevin, it's like the gaming computer. It's not built for streaming. He's like, how about the other computer? And next thing you know, I have all of my computers out from boxes. There's wires everywhere. It's 3.5 hours later. It's two sweaty dudes in the small bedroom. And we have rewired this bedroom with all of my computers. The next night, it happens again. Kevin is down here. And I'm like, hey, the internet doesn't seem to be that strong. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll rewire it. He's got a drill, Nick. I promise you,
it's
not
so
more
long.
Than 4 feet long. I look at Joey and go, what is this? And she goes, he's just going to handle it. Don't worry about it, Mike. And all of a sudden, Kevin has got a drill down some electrical outlets.
Oh,
he's
God.
Jumping up and down. And I mean, do I have the best internet in the house right now? Yeah, of course.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Fastest internet and the coldest water. From
but I just felt so bad because I was like, I'm me. I'm taking this about 20% serious, like I always do, and screwing around. And Kevin's just trying to get this shit done. And then he has this moment where it got quiet for a second, and he goes, "Oh man, Paula would be so mad if she knew I was still up right now."
Nick, there was a moment today while they were doing the stream where Mike is performing surgery in this game and Kevin is like trying to brush Mike's teeth with the robot arms way more successfully than I expected it to go. But Kevin drops the toothbrush or something and Kevin just goes, "No, fuck!" And then you just hear Paula go, "Kevin!" And it's like, it was so funny because it's just this voice, this distant voice yelling at him. And what you see on screen is both Kevin and Mike in full scrubs that, again, I can't repeat this enough. They did not buy these scrubs at a Halloween store.
They're real scrubs.
They went to a medical place to buy these fucking scrubs.
We're method here, man. We take this shit seriously.
It's real deep. About feeling the thickness of the fabric that makes you feel responsible, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you bring up the Doc Ock picture so Nick can see it from assets?
Please, thank you.
Immediately, I am just called back to the late night 15-hour marathon of all of us laughing. We're delirious. It's 3 in the morning, and suddenly Kevin goes, "Everybody shut up. Paul just woke up. Paul woke up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Paul woke up."
Oh, my
and
God.
Everybody for a moment Mike, was like.
Oh, at the same time, me and Mike go, "Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit."
And then there's like 2 beats of time, and everybody realizes like, wait, why do we
can't hear us? Nick is like, "She can't hear us."
This is great. I love this.
This is Kevin. This is what so Kevin good. Looked like.
So this was made by Lennart DeVries on Twitter. You gotta love it. These are the robot arms that Kevin was controlling. And man.
It's so special.
I'm bummed I had to miss it. I had a physical this morning. You'll all be happy to know it went well. With the exception of I had my blood drawn.
We were waiting.
I had a weird moment when I was about to get my blood drawn with the guy that in the blood lab, whatever they're called, that I was like,
phlebotomist.
Is that they're called a phlebotomist?
Phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist. That makes no sense either. You know, I'm like, I'm going in for a physical. I don't know what they need. They haven't been very communicative to me. I don't know what's going on with the COVID stuff. I took it upon myself to fast because I was like, I think they're going to do my blood work. I'm not quite sure what's going on. So I just won't eat breakfast. I'll fast for like 12 hours. It's super easy. Just don't eat breakfast. Doctor's like, "You're great. Blood pressure's great. You're somehow getting taller. Cool. Very cool. So now you're 5'9".
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I go over 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". And then I go over to get my blood drawn.
Seven.
And the guy's like, "Hey, Mr. Scarpino, come on in." And I was like, "Hey, just out of curiosity, I'm like, wait, I don't know what they're testing for. Like, do I need to pee into the cup? Like, do you need urine right now?" And the guy's like, he looked at the labs. He's like, no, we're just taking blood today. I was like, okay, cool. Because I just drank like over the course of the last hour waiting for the doctor. And I was like, I drank a full bottle of water because I was like, I'm always worried that I'm going to get in there. I'm like, oh, I'm holding up. I can't pee. And the guy's like, I'm like, can I go? I'm going to go pee real quick. And then he looks at me and he goes, "Do you really have to?" And I was like, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, yeah, I have to pee. Like, I have to go. I'm in a medical facility, and you're asking me to hold in my fucking urine.
What do you want me to say?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom now. And I just walked out, and then I came back in. And it was totally cool, but it was just an odd way of saying that.
Do you have to?
Do you really have to? I was like, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm an adult. I can hold it in, I guess.
Yeah, you're not like a first grader.
I want to imagine him rolling his eyes, and be like, "Do you have to?"
That's what he did. That's exactly how it was. And it was so weird because, like, I don't know if you guys remember the story I told of like 3 times ago when I made the mistake of fasting for like 24 hours, but I didn't have any water for 12 of those hours or whatever it was, and I passed out.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, I'm like, I'm very cognizant of that's an option. That's a thing that might happen.
It's a possibility.
To me. It's a possibility is what I'm looking for. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. So like, I don't, in the back of my brain, I'm like, how do I explain to this guy that I'm probably not going to pass out this time. But one time I did pass out, and I threw up the water all over myself. And if I and then it's a possibility that if that happens now, because I have to pee, I'll also pee myself.
I wish you. So wait, what did you do? You were like,
I just politely said, yes, I'd like to go to the bathroom. And he begrudgingly showed me to the bathroom, which, by the way, was the next door over. It's a door, 3 feet, another door. He goes, fine, you can go in there and come back in. And I was like,
fine.
Okay.
Fucking fine.
And then I was like, I'm going to be nice to this guy. Like, I'm in a good mood. My doctor just said I've got good blood pressure or whatever. So I'm like, fucking, that's some good news, right? Some a little bit of good news in the silver lining that is our lives these days. So I'm like, you know, guys drawing the blood. And I was like, hey, man, that was like, he's finished. Like, oh, you're all set. And I was like, hey, man, that was really great. Like, thank you. Great technique. And he said nothing. And I'm like, I guess I just pissed this guy off. I don't know. He just does not like me. And Tim, you know that when someone doesn't like me, one of two things can happen.
Oh, you try harder.
I so try hard. Yeah, trying harder. So hard. Yeah. Oh God, Kevin.
It was weird.
I regret to even ask you to do this.
Oh, I got it. I have it ready. I've had it for.
Did
some
we get
time
the meme?
Now.
Is the meme up?
Yes. Matt Exposure has a.
Oh, Madeline nailed it.
Herself, she did this for us. She did this for us.
That's good.
Odd choice is so good.
Andy, I want you to describe to the audio listeners exactly what we're looking at.
Madeline seemed to have Googled sunset, you know, sort of a cloudy atmosphere. We have the what you really need to kind of seal this image, which is an image of Nick as the cat.
Yeah,
but
the cat.
Transparent a bit, kind of like completely visible, but you can see the clouds and the environment behind Nick as the cat. And then on the left side, it says, as a good Catholic boy, if I sin, I need to be punished. Nick Scarpino in the font that you would see a lot of live, laugh, love. Signs
of it. You nailed it. Yeah.
A whole lot of live, laugh, love signs, a whole lot of like, this family is blessed or whatever the fuck. Like there's a lot. That font is perfect.
Yeah, it's the Vin Diesel font. It's perfect. Yeah.
So here's the thing that I need all of us watching this show to do right now. I know this is messed up. I know that Greg Miller is off. He's having his baby moon. Him and Jen are having a great time, whatever. I need all of us to text him this picture right now.
Okay.
Oh, deal.
While you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey. How's your credit card statement looking? Let me guess, your heart rate just spiked just thinking about it. Well, the good news is you're not alone. And the better news is Upstart can help you get out from under debt that can feel crippling. Upstart is the fast and easy way to get a loan, all online, whether it's consolidating high interest debt, paying off credit cards, or just funding personal expenses. Upstart knows you're more than just a credit score. That's why they consider your income and current employment to find out a smarter rate. You can even see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 and $50,000 with a quick 5-minute online rate. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/KFMB. That's upstart.com/KFMB. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/KFMB. You know, we're always churning out cool designs for our content here at Kinda Funny. We've got a design secret to share with you. The secret is using Canva Pro. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. You can choose from thousands of professionally made templates that are extremely easy to customize, all with drag and drop features, or you can start from scratch. Canva Pro is stacked with premium fonts, photos, videos, and more, so you can add personal touches to whatever you're designing. And let me tell you, as a designer, as a motion graphics designer, this is an awesome resource to have at my disposal, and it saves me a lot of time. Plus, sharing and organizing designs with the team is easier than ever, so you're never dealing with misplaced files. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/kindoffunny and you get a free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/kindoffunny. canva.me/kindoffunny. Now, I want you to know, Madeline, when I slacked Greg, I got the quote wrong. So thank you for putting this quote and getting it perfectly. So I've edited the Slack now to say, Greg, we're now referring to ourselves as, quote, good Catholic boys, and if we sin, we need to be punished.
God. Are we just sending this all at the same time or just waterfall?
Do what you will. Wait. Oh, okay. Should we do a mass attack here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
So I'm ready. I'm ready
I'm
when you are.
And ready.
Greg Miller really likes me. So, you know.
I bet you. And I bet you. I go the, down there after this, and I look at Mike's phone, and he didn't send shit.
No, Mike's the last message I got from Greg was very nice.
No, this is what we know, Mike. No,
no, Mike.
You got to get over that at some point, Mike.
Look, yeah. Mike, are you in the gang or are you not?
Are you in the fucking gang?
I have it ready.
Are you a cop doc?
He's got it ready. He's got it ready.
I'm ready. I'm a cop doc.
You guys ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. It's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there.
Okay, now everybody, I want to take bets on who he replies to first. Slash it all.
No one. I bet that he leaves the company. He just never comes back.
He says, this is it. This
him
is
and
it.
His baby go somewhere safe.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say, Mike, is that Greg Miller, above all, respects strength. Shows his strength. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta flex on him every once in a while, or he'll just be insane to you the rest of your tenure here at Kind of Funny. So take it from us. It's like prison rules. And he's the biggest dude in the yard. You gotta flex on him every once in a while. Let him know who's boss.
That's interesting because I see it as like he looks at me and he gives me like the respect nod. Like that's a young lion right there. Let him do his thing. Like I'm the pride of the pack coming up. He lets me do what I want, you know?
There, but see, you don't understand the duality that is Greg Miller. That is 50% of Greg Miller, right? There's the 50% of Greg Miller. I'll even say the 80% of Greg Miller. That's just a genuinely amazing human being who loves mentoring new talent, who loves bringing people into the family and having a great time with them. But there's also 20% of Greg Miller that refers to himself as one half of the assholes. And he does that just to get the look that is currently on Andy's face right now. You see that bewildered, what the fuck am I doing with my life look?
No, look, what that I hate about it is the assholes is one thing. But when I asked Andy to describe this fucking picture, he legitimately casually just like without thinking about it was like, yeah, Nick's the cat. Like the cat is a thing that we all understand. Like
an established character.
We know exactly.
No, I'm not saying if Greg's any way worse than me. I'm clearly me and Kevin are the worst trolls at Kind of Funny by far.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Case in point.
I don't know. Greg's going to give you guys a run for your money.
Well, Greg did go around scaring you for no reason for like a solid
for
two
years. Yeah. For years. In public.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Vancouver airport.
It just made no sense.
I remember that. I remember you slapping the shit out of him.
And he lost, or I think he lost the video because I hit the phone out of his hand.
Yeah. That was a good moment. I do want to let you all know that I just texted Greg. I'm sorry they're treating you this way, Greg. And I did not tell you.
What the fuck?
He folded.
God.
Son of a bitch.
I should have done that. Dang it.
No, you don't want to be like Andy. Look at him. Safe.
You need Mike, you want to take it up a notch? Text him right now. Don't believe a word Andy says.
No. Send him a voice message.
He has everything he needs message. To see Greg or Nick.
Double in what Andy says.
Send him a voice message, Mike, that says it was Andy's idea.
But don't text it to him. Send it to him on Instagram.
God, oh my damn. God. God bless us. God bless us. Show. I'm having a great time with you guys right now. Let's get into a quick and completely and totally ridiculous Patreon question right now before we talk to Snowbike Mike, because I do think we should tell people why Snowbike Mike is down here, but I'll throw this out there just as a little thought starter for you.
Well, before we do that, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Should we hear about our sponsors?
I already did that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. My bad. I'm giggly today.
I love it. No, I don't mind it. You know what, Kevin? Yeah. Roll the pre-roll sponsors again. People can say that.
We deserve to get double paid for this one.
We do. This is a good one. Cozy Bear writes in, and Cozy Bear's always got the slaps, and I appreciate this, asking the hard questions. What did your first year of purchases on Amazon accounts, i.e. your first year starting to use website, look like? Because for me, it was like Band-Aids, like shit that I just couldn't find that day. And it was like, I guess I'll go on Amazon and look at it. I guess you could look it up. Can you look at your full purchase history?
Yeah.
My first purchase ever was a 32-gigabyte iPod Touch on September 25th, 2008, followed by a 1 terabyte USB 2.0 hard drive that was $150.
for 1 terabyte.
That's good. Oh. Back then.
Mine is so embarrassing. But it's perfectly me.
Yeah.
It is a bag of the Cheese Crackers, Austin Dolphins and Friends baked snack crackers. You get a 0.9 ounce bag, a pack of 100.
Oh my nice. God, nice. Andy.
Damn, Andy.
Little tiny bags.
That's I have... so funny.
How do you find? Do you just go to whatever the year
your
is?
You go, you go to orders and you can scroll, or you can just, yeah, go by yeah, year. This is in 2007.
In, from mine, I think the first order was in 2010. And it's a Ruby's Costume Collector Halo 3 Master Chief Costume Adult Standard.
Oh, wow.
That's lit.
The April Fool's
for
video.
That was what I used for the April Fool's video. That's
wow.
crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, this sucks. Like, I'm looking at 2009. It's more hard drives because I'm me, but also it's all just like college textbooks. That's so lame.
Yeah, I have college textbooks and I have like gifts that I bought an ex-girlfriend. College textbook is Race, Police, and the Making of a Political Identity, Mexican Americans and the Los Angeles Police Department, 1900 to 1945. That was on October 12th to 2007.
That is some light reading right there.
You know what's funny though is like I could probably go back because here I'm looking in 2009. There was a 1.5 terabyte hard drive. There was only 120. So we can see the history of hard drive sales over the years. Oh, just looking at my Amazon.
You guys want to see mine?
Yeah. What you got?
Hold on.
You're gonna show it?
Yeah. So
can't tell what it is.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta spruce up the stream for us. It's too.
They look like some cords.
No, you gotta just share the page.
Yeah, we have some light. What is it?
Chargers.
The phone cords.
Those
yeah.
This is actually a battery. I don't know why it has that picture. But it's a battery for the Evo 4G.
Oh,
then
nice.
A Mario cap.
Yep.
Then Mario gloves.
Yeah.
Then a different
another
Mario
cap. Just
cap. And
2011.
Game,
you were barely
fire.
Ordering in 2011, Kevin. I feel like
yeah,
you would have been.
Yeah. Two gig
deep
stick.
In there. Yeah.
Blades. Just
throwing knives.
Throwing knives.
Kevin.
And then my
I've
first Leatherman.
Those.
My first Leatherman.
I know that. I've worked with that Leatherman before.
Yeah.
Oh.
You were there when it got taken by the TSA.
Yeah, that was sad. That was a sad moment. We had to buy you another one, remember?
Yeah.
In 2008, January 21st, I bought Photoshop CS2.
Oh,
do you think I could return it?
Yeah, definitely. I think you should try. Like, here's the weird thing for me. First purchase, right, is March 3rd, 2010. Way to wait the last minute there, Nick. March, just a month before April Fool's was due. Next purchase, 2013. I didn't purchase anything on Amazon for two more years until October 2013. I bought these like Sony ultra lightweight vertical earbuds, the ones that are like super 80s that Tim used to make fun of me for wearing. Do you remember those?
Oh, of course. God,
terrible.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God.
You only stop using those because they stopped selling them?
That is correct, Kevin. They absolutely stopped selling them. When I went to buy a pair and they were like $300. And I'm like, why are these so expensive? It's because they don't make them anymore, out of production. So
what's the oldest thing you all still own from this list?
From this list?
Like from any of your purchases, what's the oldest thing you still own?
I still have the hard drives.
Yeah, I'll give you a crazy one, Andy. My first two purchases was The Walking Dead Risk Survival Edition, which is still in the plastic wrap. I promise you, in the closet. And then the second one, a lizard terrarium. And that's when I bought that bearded lizard for a day and turned it back in an hour later.
Wait, what happened?
The lizard an hour later.
Okay, well, I need more. We need.
I went and I took all of my money that I had. It was the first year in college. It was probably the first week I moved to Tahoe. And I thought, you know what would be a good idea? I buy a pet, right? Everybody's got a pet. Yeah, I want a pet. So we go to the pet store and he's got the lizard guy. He's got frogs. And then he had bearded lizards. And I was like, yo, that's a badass bearded lizard.
Badass.
$275. I got $300 to my name. Let's buy it, right? Mm-hmm. So me and Nick, we buy the lizard. He hands the little cardboard box to me. We sit in the car and the thing is just violently shaking. And I look at Nick, I go, this is probably a good idea, right? This thing wants to be with us. We get home and I set up the whole terrarium, sand, light, everything, put the thing inside of the terrarium. And I look at it and it looks at me and I look at Nick and I go, I don't like it anymore. So we immediately took it right back to the guy. And he goes, like me and my buddy had bets on how fast you'd be back here.
Oh, my gosh.
All my money back there.
Oh, my God. You know what the shocking part of that story is, Joey?
What?
Is that Snowbike Mike has a friend that just has a normal name.
Just Nick.
Just Nick. No, yeah, no it isn't name, like, no nickname.
It isn't Smokey Nick McGroove or something. Yeah.
Skeet Shooting Nick. Yeah. Nick was pretty basic. He was pretty basic.
So I have some good news and bad news.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the bad news. The bad news is that for my adult life, the Amazon account I used was my old roommate Katrina's, who I have not talked to in probably 3.5 years. Still use her Amazon account, but I've been locked out in the last year. So I can't scroll back and look at my adult Amazon purchases. I haven't talked to her literally in 3.5 years. I'm not, to mention that like Katrina is a great friend and has been forever, but she also like my entire friend group used her Amazon account. No joke. If you go in the background and look at like how many credit cards in there, there's like 24.
Oh my God.
Like we all used it. Totally safe, I'm sure.
That would give me anxiety. I would be like, people are buying shit on my credit card. Kevin would buy shit on my credit card just to giggle.
Only happened once. Far, at least for me, where I accidentally bought something on Kara's card and I just Venmoed her and it was fine. But the good news is, got locked out of Katrina's Amazon account. I now use my mother's, which means that I have access to some old shit that my mom must have bought for me as a kid.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
But I mean, I have to do like a little bit more digging because right now I'm going back to the first order in 1999.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Amazon was like books? Strictly books. Yeah.
Wow.
So order placed December 15th, 1999, which Harry I Potter. Assume means that this was a last minute birthday and or Christmas present for me.
Yep.
The very first series of unfortunate events book by Lemony Snicket.
Okay.
I was gonna guess either that or wild or Harry Potter, because Harry Potter would have been around, like number two would have been around there.
Oh, there's some good ones.
2010, I still have my pull-up bar from 2010, the one that I had up in the office. I didn't realize that was when I bought it. I cannot believe it was that long ago. God damn it, I hate life right now.
On October 1st, 2013, I ordered Miley Cyrus's Bangers CD.
Fuck yes, you did.
As well as a Sanrio Hello Kitty plush throw blanket, as well as Durex Performax Intense Condom 3-count.
Good job. Hell yeah.
There's no way.
You say three count?
Wait, you ordered a three count of condoms on Amazon? Count.
I was being realistic. Tim,
that's fair, dude.
Tim, there's no shot that you want to buy that in the store. Just get it delivered. Nobody will ever know. I bought condoms on Amazon one time. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. But I'm also looking, Tim, very important purchase in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Another 100 pack of Austin Dolphins and Friends baked snack crackers cheese.
You're consistent. Anything, you're consistent.
My God. Do you think the person that put those in the box was just like, please, God, let this get lost in the mail? This does not need to reach this man. He doesn't need these crackers.
Oh, dude. I'm now in like 2011 and I'm just seeing all the oh, my God, Tim. 2011 Trojan Ultra Thin Latex Condoms.
There it is.
But I bought a 3-pack 12-count, 36. Okay. Used them in about 2 days. Mm-hmm. A lot of cranking. Whoa. It.
Did you have a water balloon fight?
Wait a minute. What?
You cranking it?
You cranking it with a condom?
Yeah, you don't want
to get it. Yeah, it's efficient, Kevin. You don't gotta like get up or anything. Just toss them next to the bed. They just lay there. Yeah.
Yeah. You fall asleep.
It's like fertilizer.
I don't know how it's like fertilizer, but also I don't want to know how it's like fertilizer.
I sent the picture of the cat with the quote to Gia on Slack, and it took her a while to respond, but she finally did, and she just said, "Make this go away."
Nick, you should respond to her via text and say, "It can't go away. It's with you forever."
I'm just going to respond to her and say, "You're welcome. You know it. You know who you are. You know
you know what you did.
I wasted so much money on textbooks, dude. Like college algebra. That's when I was in art school. That was my fourth time taking college algebra, dude. Four times a charm. I had dropped out the other three times. I was like, fuck that. I hate this class. I don't want to do this.
Did you sell them back, though, when you were done? Because I remember doing that. That was a thing, right?
Yeah.
People said they
I'm pretty sure I sold them back some in some way. I just don't remember. It wasn't back to Amazon. It may have been back at the school.
Oh, right. That's the bookstore. Yeah. I remember going to the bookstore at UC Irvine, getting the books that I needed that were all used. You'd like scrump through and make sure that they weren't like drawn on or whatever. And you bought them for like $20 and you sold them back for like $5.
No, they were
fucking
way
cheap.
More expensive in our age.
I never sold them. They might have been like $50. They're still in the closet. I could pull out every single one of them.
What are you
going to
do with them? You don't need them.
That's mad.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them, Nick. I got to
throw them out. You don't need them. You can earn them on Google now.
I'm the same way. They're in the garage right now.
No,
$200. I kept all of them. I buy fucking biology books.
When I got married, Danielle was like, "We're not; those aren't going to make it from the old apartment to the new apartment. It's not. We don't need your fucking film theory, Godard. We don't need that."
I had the exact same thing happen, and I lied. I was like, "Yeah, I'll throw it out."
You have Kevin. You have a great trusting marriage,
Kevin. 2012, in the year 2012, July 1st, Galaxy Nexus Extended Battery Bundle. Look at that. I've been ride or die Android since forever,
the whole
Kevin. It's
time,
crazy.
Man. The whole time.
It's crazy.
Funny because I have a couple of those things as well in mind, and it's clearly it was me buying it for Kevin. Mm-hmm. Or like him not having Prime or him not having something. So
that rules.
There's a ton of Android shit here.
So December 17th, 2006, my mom bought a purple Razor scooter, but I don't really know who that would have been for, because I would have been 17.
Yeah, 06 was like definitely not the Razor's heyday.
And it was like, clearly it's a Christmas present for someone because it was ordered like in December. But
Joy,
I wonder
who. So sweet. Like, she's finding random kids and being like, hey.
Yeah, mijo.
Maybe it's one of my cousins.
Guys.
Also, shout out to November 27th, 2000, when I bought Evan and Jaren, which was like a early 2000s like duo boy band, like BB Mac and the Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, guys, March 26th, 2016, Sonictronic XR8000 Sport Vertical Head In Ear Headphones. That was a different brand that I tried. Did not work out for me. Did not work out for me.
Damn, unfortunately.
Are you still on the family plan? The Amazon Prime family plan that we were, or did you have you?
I have not the slightest clue.
Okay. Dude. You remember, like, you, me, and Alexis got together and did a family plan for Amazon Prime, and then eventually she was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
So yeah, like, I don't know. I still have Prime. I have no idea who's paying for it.
I need to go through and just count. Like, by far, the thing that I have purchased the most, and it is staggering. It isn't like, oh, yeah, it's kind of clear I bought this a lot. It is staggering the amount of just cheap, shitty Wayfarer glasses that I bought.
Yeah.
Like sunglasses. Like, Nick, the whole thing is just like, here's a bunch of black ones that I bought. Here's a white framed one. Here's like this one with like a crazy blue frame. And it is all over the goddamn place. And it's kind of like, damn, I littered a lot because I just lost them.
You just got them. They're just in the ocean. It's fun to look through these though and see and remember like, wait, why did I need an all purpose hooded painter's coverall and police caution tape? Tim, can you tell me why we needed it?
Is that for the oars?
No.
The Harry Potter thing? Hold on. Oh, it was for the for Taco and Bell.
That's right. It was for Taco and Bell.
Oh my god.
Remember, that's what we made Kevin. We didn't make Kevin. We asked Kevin and he agreed to it of his own volition. Of his own volition. Like, to be the naked dead prostitute on the bed.
You just wear underwear. And Nick, you pushed that underwear up so high.
You had to sell the realism of it. And also, the world deserves to see
the shot out of focus.
No, we had a close-up shot of you. Remember, because you kept breathing and laughing. I'm like, Kevin, I need at least 10 seconds without you laughing. And you made it 1 second. Like,
you would fucking hit him or somebody. He's like,
don't move.
I'm in 2017 and I'm looking at the Bald Eagle American flag t-shirt that I played the anthem of for Kind of Funny Life 3.
You crushed that.
I found the oldest thing that I still own on here.
What is it?
Which I literally dropped it yesterday when I was doing my nails, but it's a silver ring that says Imagine that my mom got for me for Christmas in 2007 because I had a really big John Lennon phase then and I was very into that. But I dropped it yesterday and I think it is like under my chair. But 2007, that's not bad.
Don't lose it, Joey. I mean, it could be lost now. You don't know that.
Remember the glasses, Joey.
I don't want to talk about the glasses.
My glasses.
I have a lot of hair growth vitamins that I've ordered over the years. Oh, man.
It's really sad to see just how the purchases progressed and the amount of pages that they then became. Because, like, in the late 2000s,
I was just thinking of that. That's
the
crazy,
late to
right?
early 2000s, it's on a single page. And as soon as we started hitting 2013, 2014, 2012, like, it's getting to, like, 3 pages, 7 pages, 12 pages. Like, it is wild, dude.
Yep.
The amount of money I've wasted.
I'm going to look at last year and see that. Because 2020 is probably the one I ordered most because no one wanted to leave the house and there was nothing in the stores anyway. I have 7 pages. That is crazy.
I would go back to young Henry and be like, dude, Jeff Bezos in the future, in about 20 years, he goes to space when the whole country is suffering. Don't do this.
Whole country out of jobs.
Go Jeff buy those Bezos. Condoms at the corner store, Henry. You don't need them. I know you're scared to accept them in the mail because you were living with your aunt at the time, but still, dude, still. Oh.
I have so many questions. November 28th, 2010, someone in our house ordered Harry and the Hendersons special edition on DVD, Entourage season 6, and a good trebuchet season. Kit.
Fucking trebuchets. Oh, trebuchet.
That's dope. That's
what is
dope.
Trebuchet? What is
Empires.
That?
It's like a catapult, but catapult, superior. Yeah.
But it like flings.
Get educated,
right?
Jesus.
Yeah, get educated in Age of Empires.
How the fuck did all of you know that? And I don't know.
Because Nick, the reason is because there was an Xbox showcase last week, and they decided to show us for 30 fucking minutes a history lesson of the trebuchet.
Trebuchet?
It was the most upsetting thing.
It was just like, just show us the video game. Fuck.
Was it like that time that they did the Switch Kinect and they just kept showing that couch?
Yes, it was exactly like that.
Sometimes I just say jokes to make Tim laugh. And I know it's not going to fucking matter, but it matters to Tim. And you know what? He works hard. He deserves a laugh every once in a while.
Last night, I started cracking up out of nowhere randomly because all I thought of was like, what band was Benji Madden in? I laughed so hard at the randomness of that question because I would have never, ever expected the name Benji Madden to escape the mouth of Nick Scarpino.
Yeah, dude.
Money that Nick had no idea who Benji Madden was or is.
Again, the only reason I do is because of Cameron Diaz.
That's Cammy right. D.
Because they have what all accounts is a pretty healthy, good marriage. So I'm happy for them. That's super cool. And the opposites attract, apparently, because they look like they're polar opposites. But God bless them. Mike, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
Nick, we're having some fun. We're giggling. We're laughing. You got me going down the rabbit hole of my Amazon purchases, which maybe I should save my money, you know? Not a lot Mike, of dumb stuff. Maybe I should save my money.
I haven't been telling you for years.
It's a very mature statement, Mike. I'm proud of you.
We're growing now.
We're about an hour into this podcast, a little over that. I did promise people why we would talk a little bit about why you're here here. If you're comfortable with it. If not, they can just guess. And they can just guess, or they can read the news and understand that all of Tahoe is on fire.
Yeah. I guess they can guess. I'm down here due to the wildfires.
Insane. Yeah.
The whole town of South Lake Tahoe has been evacuated. So unfortunately, I was one of those evacuees, and thankfully to Kevin and all of the Kind of Funny crew here, they've taken good care of me. So I've made home base down in sunny San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But we've had a wild ride, Nick. I think I've gone through all the range of emotions, right? I think that first day, if you ask me, I was riding the high, the lightning bolt, right? I was like, oh man, we're getting evacuated. This is crazy. We're in the streets. Everybody's honking. People are running with their children in trash bags. And then,
he says with a smile.
It came to the next day and I felt depressed, right? I was like, oh my God, like, will I ever go back home? What does this look like? And then now we're in like day 3 and I'm like, man, I'm door dashing everything known to man in San Francisco right now, which is great. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those fun ones of you don't know it until you actually do it. And everybody will have a different situation, a different story to tell. But for me, you know, I think it all started with a laugh, right? We thought, the news line read, bikini-clad woman starts forest fire in Northern California. Yeah. And we laughed and we chuckled and we said, man, what the heck is that line and what could go down? And And after about 2.5 weeks of just nothing but smoke and no sunshine, I kind of got bored of it. And I said, man, what's happening? And that's when it became reality of like, oh, snap, this whole wildfire is coming right up to Tahoe from the south side. And we could have an issue here. And I'll never forget, it was Sunday evening, probably around, I texted Tim at 1 p.m. and I said, hey, Tim, I don't know what's going to happen here, but it is slowly creeping in. I just want you to be aware of that. And then by about 7 p.m., me and my whole area of South Lake were put on, hey, prepare for possible evacuation, but you're not there yet. And I wrote another message to Tim and I thought, okay, well, we're fine. Like, everything's going to be good. There's no way that it will make it here because it's a couple ridge lines away. And at about 10:30 at night, one of my buddy Earl the Squirrel texted me. That one's for you, Nick, Earl the Squirrel. And so the squirrel texted me and he's like, are you evacuating? And I was like, why would I evacuate? There's no need for that. And no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, well, you know, I'm thinking about tomorrow, the next day, I'm going to go down to Mammoth. Then I'm going to go up to Burning Man. And I was like, they're not doing Burning Man. He's like, yeah, they're doing a fake Burning Man, but I'll be there. And he was like, you should probably relook at it. And moments later, my mom texted me. She's like, what's the word? And I was like, I don't know. The word hasn't changed from 4 hours ago when I told you. Little did I know the word had definitely changed as we went into like, oh, it's all around you and it's going to happen. And so that night, I stayed up all night packing. And I think that will be the fun one we'll talk about. It's like, what do you pack in an emergency? What are the really key items? And then after that, What are the weird items? Because I was ahead of schedule. I started packing at 11:30 at night, didn't stop till 3:30. So that allowed me to pack for hours. And I mean hours, Nick, as you guys can kind of see in the shot. I have 2 full suitcases and a box that is bigger than you could imagine, full of just 100 Thieves merch. So shout out to that because that was my most important thing I packed besides myself and the pugs. And that took me about an hour and a half. And then after that, I mean, I packed up the electronics. I was getting ready. The next morning was the plan of I was going to stream and everything was going to be fine. And all of a sudden, I called Tim at 9:30. I was like, hey, it's getting kind of bad. They might evacuate us. I'm thinking maybe 2-4 o'clock. Like, I'm going to stream, keep some normal, you know, life in myself right now. He's like, I don't know about that, Mike. And he fought me pretty hard, him and Kevin. They did a great job of telling me no, because at exactly 11 a.m. the next day, the cops were in my neighborhood asking everyone to evacuate immediately. So I was able to pack up my belongings and get going. But it was this weird vibe of like 11:30 at night, dead silent in my neighborhood. And I'm thinking, okay, I live kind of in the lower income area. This is a working class. Maybe they don't have internet. Maybe they're working, right? Why isn't nobody packing? And then at 9:30, when I called Tim, I was like, man, nobody's packing. Everybody seems to be cool. Like, we're just going to ride this out. And then at 11, it became mayhem in the streets. I mean, there was dozens of people running out of apartment buildings with just trash bags. There was a family right in front of me with trailers, and they were packing as fast as they could. I looked to the kid next to me on the left down the apartment building. He's smoking a doobie, eating Captain Crunch cereal, doesn't care about anything that's happening. And I'm in the middle panicking. And so we rode that lightning bolt of like, man, this is wild. This is insane. The town is packed. The cops are out. The firefighters are there. And we're evacuating, made it down to Carson, took a long drive to, you know, San Francisco the next couple hours later. And then just like, man, what am I doing? And then I woke up the next day, like, here's the existential dread of like, you might not go home. You might not see your house ever again. The things I left might be burned up, and who knows what Tahoe will look like. And still to this day, we're still kind of figuring it out. It's near the town, but they're doing a great job. So shout out to those men and women who are so courageous and putting themselves on the line. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I'm here in San Francisco with a lot of stuff, Nick. And I think I've got some fun things for you to see because, you know, like I said, I think the fun part is what would you pack? And yes, there's the essentials. We're not going to talk about that. But if you had the extra time, what would you pack? And I already brought up the 100 Thieves gear, but I brought out some fun stuff. Like, here's one. This is a special memento to me. This is one from high school of my girlfriend at the time made me this. We love you, Mike. Happy birthday. This thing has got to be 20 years old.
That's
this.
Amazing that that still works.
So
wild
dope.
To think that I still have this. And this was one of the items I was like, I have to grab, right? I grabbed my childhood N64.
Hell yeah, oh, dude. Yes. Donkey Kong, baby.
With Gauntlet Legends for mom. It was just one of those of like, if anything's going to burn, I'm going to grab this. And then some mementos from Michaela, right? Of like, just the recent girlfriend of like, hey, here's all the gear. Here's all of our stuff together. So I grabbed like the key things, but then we get into the fun stuff, right? And that's when it's like, got a little weird. I was like, do you grab the snow bikes, Mike? Do you grab the 6 foot tall inflatable Chester the Cheeto Man? You know what I mean?
You don't. And you do not. No, you don't.
But you think about it real hard.
We are talking about one of the most serious things to ever fucking happen to somebody I know. And you're talking about the Cheeto Man. You're talking about Earl the Squirrel. Like, you're such a ray of positivity. We're all so lucky that we have you in our lives. I was talking to Mike about this whole process and like, you know, he's talking to me super cool, super chill about it. I'm just trying to match his vibe. And pretty early on, and let me say, way later than it should have been. He should have been getting his ass evacuated way before this. But we're talking, and I'm like, what do you normally do in this type of situation? He's like, oh, Tim, there's not a normal. I've never done this before. And I was like, Mike, you're talking to me as if you have to get evacuated all the time. This is just like, oh, yeah. You know, like an earthquake in San Francisco. It's like, there was an earthquake. No, this is a brand new experience that is scary as all shit.
Oh, it's really scary. And it's not only that, but like, I mean, like, just like Mike said, like, imagine you leave your house, you take everything with, and then the next time you see it, it's not there. Like, that's so scary for people. And that's such, and it's, and you know, I'm super glad that he made it out. I'm super glad that he's here and he got, it looks like at least 4 carloads worth of stuff. I have no idea how he got all that in one car. Is that, did it all go in your Jeep? How the hell did you get all this stuff?
It all fit in the truck just fine. You know, I thought I had more room. I did not. But, you know, Kevin helped me unpack. And that's when you get into the fun stuff of like, hey, Kevin, here's the important stuff. And then here's the weird things. And he looked at one of my grab bags. And of course, I brought my Xbox Kinects. And he was like, the Kinect had to make it. And he gave me this look. And I was like, of course it had to make it.
Why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
I brought a number of pieces of art, but one that will always stick with me. One that's super special. I don't know if this has to be blurred or not, but who knows? I don't know. I'll cover up a little bit of it.
Let's blur that out.
But this is my first ever check from Kind of Funny that I had framed years ago. So I made sure to, I did not cash this check. So don't tell anybody. This was a very special piece to me. And so, yeah, it was like one of those fun ones of I had extra time so I could pack everything up. And I was riding this crazy lightning bolt of like, Tim telling me, oh, don't do that. And I was like, I'll be fine. And then, yeah, you see the town packed, right? Like there's men and women directing traffic. There's kids screaming and you're making the decision call now because like now it's become the Rock movie. It's like, where do I go? Okay, I know the routes out of town. How do I get there the fastest? And so I pull off the back road and I see everybody and their mamas on it. So I pull onto the main drag and they're trying to direct traffic in an orderly fashion. And the lady's like, hey, you got to pull up there. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I U-turn and I pull through 7-Eleven. I get on the main drag and that was a lightning bolt of energy and excitement and fear getting out of it. And then the next day of like, oh man, what is going on? And I feel for everybody involved. I'm so lucky to have my family out in Colorado who would have taken me in. Kind of Funny here was all like, yo, just come down here. You'll be fine. And I think of everybody out there who like doesn't have a place to go and they have to go get a hotel or they have to stay in the event center and they have no idea when they can go back home. As of recording this, on Thursday, heading into Friday, we still have no word when we can go back home or if we will go back home. So it's a wild vibe. But I'm here. Thankfully, I'm ordering a lot of DoorDash. Yeah. Kevin has unloaded everything that I've ever owned into this house. So I'm technically back to normal and we're having a good time.
Now, I'll say the silver lining to this, Tim, is that I have wanted to meet Steph Curry and Klay Thompson since I can remember. And yesterday I went to lunch with Joey, Kevin and Snowbike Mike and the boys. And this was a magical moment for me because I can't remember. I think it was either Joey or Kevin was like, hey, be careful. They might not. I think it was Kevin. Kevin's like, hey, they're real skittish. They might not like you. And immediately they jumped on me and started licking me and they loved me. And Kevin went, oh man.
Because Kevin's been lording that over my head. Cause the pugs love Kevin.
Joey, you didn't say that to him? Because, like,
Mike might have said it. Because I feel like Mike said something to that degree maybe when we met the pugs.
And they've warmed up to Kevin. Not quite Joey yet. They're doing their best. Yeah, they're working on it. Nick won him over right away. And so it's been fun to have him here. It's a different vibe. But yeah, it was a wild one, right? The wildfire and what happens, what takes place when you evacuate. And I think being alone was also a big one, right? I had nobody to turn to, talk with, kind of like, you know, decompress or have anything, right? It's just me in the car with two dogs that have no idea what's going on. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is what's happening right now. And so we made it. Everything's good.
Well, Kevin, I'm glad to hear it.
Kevin, are you running the latest version of Android? I have like a beta version. Maybe I missed this text message for lunch yesterday. I'm not seeing. Do you know if there's like a you know if there's like an issue? Oh, a glitch,
Andy,
Kevin.
Andy,
with text?
Here's the thing. Here's what I'll tell you. It started off. I knew Mike was down here, and this is a tough situation. So, as his friend and coworker. Kevin and I had to go look at the studio. We had a meeting there. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to be on that side of town. I'm going to hit Mike up just in case he wants to hang out. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. But Mikey, I want to take him out for a burrito, burger, something quick. And he was like, well, I got the dogs. And I was like, cool, we'll just meet over there. I'll find some place that's dog healthy. And then Tim Geddes gets involved and says, let's go to Outback. And then that turned into Joe's. And then Joey and Kevin are coming. And then I think at one point, Mike was like, I think this is too complicated. I don't want to do this anymore. But then flash forward, I don't know what's happening. I walk outside of the studio. Mike and Joey are in Kevin's car. The dogs are going crazy because they're like, we've been in this car for 30 minutes. We don't know what the fuck is happening. And we end up going to Caliber Burgers without Tim.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Yep. And I've had Caliber Burgers three times.
I do check Slack, though. Kevin, why? What's up? You're talking about the Monday, January 25th, when the Outback message? What message are you talking about, Kevin? I'm looking, dude.
Oh, it's just like I hit you a bunch of times. I'm like, hey, I need this thing made. I'm scared. Help me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That was today, Kevin.
It was scary.
I just got a text message response from one Greg Miller.
Yeah. Nice. Me too.
Yeah, simply me too. Loved an image.
Loved that's my image. That's all he wrote. He just loved it.
I got a Slack message from him. Just to reiterate, at 2:31 p.m., I said, Greg, we're referring to ourselves now as, quote, good Catholic boys, and if we sin, we need to be punished. And Greg responded at 3:40 p.m., understood.
Okay. No. Okay, he gets it. He's in. Yeah.
Fight back. You're the CEO. God.
Oh, you know what, Andy? You know, I'm seeing it here, actually. It looks like I typed a Slack message inviting you to lunch, but for some reason, I might have been in a service area that I just didn't hit enter on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so,
Andy.
Yeah, it was.
That service
it
caused your thumbnail.
Andy, I want to give you my perspective of this, which was very simple. We recorded the What If review yesterday morning. I had a little bit of a break. I text Kevin. I'm like, oh, you're going to the studio. I'm kind of interested. I want to see the update to the studio. Do you want to grab lunch? Like, we can do a thing. Kevin's like, yeah, sure. Then that plan goes from me and Kev going to Outback to like four or five back and forth phone calls that literally just goes from me and Kev going to Outback to turning into, oh, well, Nick's going to be at the studio. And yeah, he'll probably come get lunch with us. Oh, Nick doesn't want to go to Outback. He says it's going to take too long. Oh, hey, we're going to bring Mike. Oh, the dogs are coming. Hey, can we get a reservation at this place that whatever? And I call to try and get a reservation. They're like, oh, yeah, no, we're not doing outdoor seating. Okay, so the dogs can't come. Mike's like, oh, man, I'm not going to come. And, you know what? I'm not coming. Like, I'm not dealing with this.
And that was the correct answer, Tim, that you did the right thing.
Yep.
We ended up going straight over to – well, first off,
Nick,
we went to Ocean.
Great time.
I had a great really time. I'm not time. Saying yeah. we didn't have a good time. It was it's a great lunch. It was some would say the perfect combination of people.
Sure. Let me rewind a bit. I missed the one key bit. The real reason that I was like, I'm bailing on this is when I'm talking to Kevin, I'm like, all right, so what time are we meeting at the studio? Whatever. He's like 12:15. And I'm like looking at the clock and I'm like, all right, it's like 11:50 essentially right now. I'm like, that's real soon. He's like, yeah, no, it's gonna be fine. Me and Mike need to go buy some nurse outfits, and we'll do that, whatever. And then I'm like, all right, I'm not doing this.
It was one of those things where I was just very excited to see everyone, so I'm like, I'm along for the ride on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, Kevin called the restaurant. And he was like, they're not doing outdoor seating. They can't take the dogs. He goes, but he threw out. He's like, what about Ocean Ale House? I'm like, fucking love it. I love Ocean Ale House. Great food, great cocktails. They have like Diet Cokes in the bottle. I'm super good to go for that. And I get a call from Snowbike Mike 5 minutes, like maybe 15 seconds before I pull up to Ocean Ale House. Hey, looks like this place is closed. How about the third option? And I'm like, why don't we go over to Caliber Burger? Now, if you'll remember, Caliber Burger was the original place that I pitched Snowbike Mike on going to, because I knew they had that outdoor patio from the last time you and I went, Tim. And I was like, this will be perfect for the dogs. They can get sheltered. No one's going to pet them when they're on there. And we ended up having a great time. And Mike, how many times have you ordered? How many times have you DoorDashed Caliber Burger since?
I have DoorDashed it 3 times now. I had it.
We had lunch yesterday.
I had dinner late last night. About 2 hours later, I ordered the same burger, and then I ordered again for lunch. So I'm going big on Caliber Burger, y'all.
You know, dude, that's been me with Smash Burger lately, man. I didn't have the Smash Burger delivered to me. I've gotten like 3 in the last week. It's been amazing.
I'm jealous, actually, because that sounds really, really good. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Kind of Funny podcast. We love you very, very much. Thank you all for being along on the ride on this one. This was a really, really good one. And, hey, send some of your love to Snow Mike Mike over there on the Twitters and the Grams and all that stuff, because he's having a hard time. And we're – you know what, Mike? Selfishly, though, I'm very happy that you're down here, because I like hanging out with you, and I'm looking forward to doing that more. But, of course, we want – we hope everyone up in Tahoe is safe. And if you're up there and you're not evacuated yet and you need to, please be safe. Please do the responsible thing and go over there and bring me your dog so I can hang out with them. If you want to support this channel, of course, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Hey, if we made you laugh and that's worth $1, throw us $1 over there, or maybe 2. If you had 2 laughs, $2. 5 laughs, $5. 10 mm-hmm. laughs, you can stay at $5. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Any laughs beyond that are great. And if you don't have any bucks to give, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. I'm pushing this real hard. We're almost at 300,000 subscribers, and I'm very excited about that. And if you're wondering where I'm at on my personal channel, I think I'm about 1,000 away from 100,000. It's ridiculous. I don't know. Someone tweeted out the other day, got more. But real talk, we have 2 other channels as well. Please subscribe to those. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames, which is huge, and Kind of Funny Plays, which is getting huge. And hey, if you're a Patreon subscriber and you're already watching this live, or you're getting this link privately, we're going to be doing our post show right now.